Architect on the design review board wanted to point out that, what did he say? That they're getting away from some of these standards that are in the draft table, primarily cement fiber, and, you know, making sure that hardy plank, LP hardy plank is allowed in that. It's not specifically in there, but he wanted to say that's a more, that's a common treatment that he wanted to see in there. The other ones were, for example, like a wood siding. It's kind of prohibited downtown, but Inventors, half of that building is a wood siding, and it works. So just pressing for a little more flexibility in some of the language in the code. And lastly, the idea of, could there be special guidelines for corner buildings downtown? I think that was even discussed when we were doing early discussions on building heights and corner elements, and just make sure that that shows up in the code. And there's just two things I wanted to bring specifically to the commission, and that's regarding building heights. We kind of touched on that last month, and I just want to get some clarification. So mainly, you know, the building measurements, the way we do that with flat roofs, those are pretty clear. So if we go with a hip or the gable, it's kind of at the midpoint. So if we decided, you know, give me direction and input on a 38-foot max height outside of downtown, that would be measured to the middle of the gable. And so let's just take a look at, you know, that example from last month. It's not the best example, but looking at Spring Harbor, there was no ridgeline. 38 feet would be kind of at the midpoint of the gable. So you would have, you know, 38, 42 feet allowances. So I talked to Grafe about this, and I thought, you know, I've seen where some cities have used them. They go up to the peak of the gable as that maximum height. So last month, that would be 38 feet. The drawback is, you know, I think you can get a little variation with roof lines and angles, and it kind of allows, you know, it's not the building per se, it kind of gives a little variety to the heights. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So if we're going to go with, you know, if we end up with that 38-foot maximum building height, you know, the flat roofs and the shed roofs and mansard, that's all fine. But we come to hips and gables. You know, we can go with 38 or the 38 max at the midpoint and allow for a little variety of roof line. Or if you're a little more stricter, then we can just say 38 at the peak. So that's the question I wanted to throw at you. Mr. Ryer, do you have any comments on that?
Mr. Ryer?
Yeah, I mean, I've always supported the shorter height. I did look at it again, and it always just sticks out to me in like the business districts. It seems to be like 35 or 40 feet for a mm-hmm. business building.
Yep.
So, you know, it just seems to be a consistent way to do it would be stick around that 35 to 40 feet for residential too. Otherwise you have residential buildings.
Yeah, residential is I think it's 32 feet is for maximum residential heights.
Even in like
as of now,
even in like the multifamily district, or was that taller?
No, it's about 32 feet. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Architect, thoughts?
I've always seen it. My experience is that it's been to the average, the middle of the gable. The reason being is what ends up happening is if you go to the peak and everybody wants more headroom or whatever, they'll start flattening the roofs, and then you don't get the appropriate roof pitches and things like that that you would want to see. You know, you would want to see a steeper roof in certain areas, and
you get a variety of roof angles.
Yeah, that would be my only thing, mm-hmm. and that's how I've seen it in most communities that I've had to work in. They've always kind of gone to the middle of the gable. So,
and you know, in the case of this Spring Harbor, you know, there's a ridgeline, so we would just go up to that. I mean, the, you know, for when the gable is the peak, then you go with that middle of the gable. That's all.
So if they wanted to go with a steeper roof.
Yeah, exactly.
You could go with a steeper roof, but you're not going to be able to go too much higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, 4 to 6 feet on a typical building? And that's just the half of the gable point.
Because, you go any less than this, and it's really going to look inappropriate as far as pitch-wise. It's going to really feel out of place for that apartment building.
I guess my thought on that is I do like when you're standing up on the hill over in this little park here, and you look down on downtown and you see the various roofs and the fabric of the roofscapes that you see out there. I do like the variety versus where if we get everything that's all starts to become a flat roof.
Creates a canyon effect on those regions, and that's everything's just big and boxy. Mr. Ryer, what are you thinking?
I'm just wondering how does that affect the overall height then? If somebody wants to do like a three-story building and you're going to the middle as an architect, how do you design that? If it's important to them to have that third story, do you end up, like you said, squishing things? Or do you end up extending it and
play with it? You really do. And where you start playing with the roof pitches, number one, is because that's the easiest thing to do. Mm-hmm. But number two, then you start looking at, well, maybe it's 2.5 stories, and you start getting the residential within the roof portion, like in a house.
Yeah, like an attic type use?
An attic type thing, yeah. Okay. So it becomes more lofty. So those are the ways you play with it. But again, it's kind of you're really trying to hit that, probably try and go as far as you can with that.
Yeah.
With that piece.
Yeah, because the architectural part of it, but I'm thinking ahead for discussions that'll be had here and at the council of, how does that height and the measuring of that interact with how many times there'd be the temptation to end up here again asking for the...
I know, and that's like, what I really, we wanted to avoid was...
Yeah, and that...
The wishy-washiness of it.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering, how do you clarify it in the code so that you minimize those, putting people and designers and architects in that pinch of the balance between wanting to make it look good without having to come in and ask for that, here's the business part of it. So I need these floors, these stories.
Mm-hmm.
But then the architects want to make it look a certain way, and then does that create issues if you do like the to the middle or just to the peak, and then you say, this is as tall as you can go. You can't go any taller. You can't come in for an exception, except for in like the downtown area, and then just make it work. Like however you want to get there is up to you as the architect and the builder. But just to avoid putting the plan commission and the council in that conundrum of wanting to approve a project because it looks nice, but then you're getting into the how do you make it look nice without going above the cap?
Well, what do the experts say, Bob, when they're consulting us on how to address this?
I threw the question at them, and they said kind of what Mike said. They said, if you go with that half point of the hip or the gable, you get allowing for the lower angled roofs and a little more variety. Otherwise, what Mike said, they flatten out.
Yeah.
I would say that, that midpoint is, if they go up and they got this really super, what are we looking at, a steeple or something? And then all of a sudden, that works. But at some point, it's not, as long as you hit that midpoint, there should be no ask to go higher or anything. It's, your midpoint needs to be at this point.
How would you accomplish that? Do you have to put special wording in there so that?
No, it's like this. It just shows the midpoint of this, like this image, is this the midpoint, that's 38 feet.
I don't know. I would be okay with this, I think, because I don't see, I mean, across the street, the Ansay development across the street, those are steeper roofs. Mm-hmm. And so if you would have put a point on that, everything would squat down because he still needed to get that third floor in there. He's already used the loft portion of it, you know, the attic portion. The top floor has pitched ceilings and things like that.
Okay.
Whereas you wouldn't be able to, you'd do that if you had a lower pitched roof. I don't know.
And what it would do, just add a few feet on top of the 38, you know, on above the midpoint of the gable. And it's essentially, you know, the peak space.
I think, Eric, your point is, I want to make it as clear as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him to come back and say, well, yeah, except this.
Yeah. Because it puts everybody in an odd position when you get the first round of the project, the proposal. Everything looks good. We're going to stick with this. Second go around.
Mm-hmm. Which is usually what happens.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to help staff, the commission, everybody, just make it easy and expedite the approval process for people by being clear.
So I guess, Bob, with the consultants, I would ask that, you know, if we go with this, we just make sure to pull the language from one of the most restrictive codes out there that's of best practice that we can adopt for the city of Port Washington. So we're not, no future planning commission sitting there calling balls, you know, going outside of the strike zone and figuring stuff out. We want to be able to just very clearly say yes or no. And we also wanted to make sure that the planner had the authority to stop that before it even came for discussion. Like, no, this is what the law says. And there's limited exemptions for that.
All right. Very good.
Are we all in agreement on that? We're all good?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then one last height question I wanted to put towards you. In the building dimensional chapter, you know, it has garages or accessory buildings. And it talks about the garages are set up to be like similar what our draft ADU language has is accessory garage or detached garage can be no higher than the principal building. So if the highest point of the principal building is going to be 32 feet, you know, the garage will be shorter than the principal building rather than just saying 15, 20, 25 feet. Mm-hmm. That's where we are now. That should it'll really take out the special exceptions for garage heights. It's going to be a little more liberal though. It's going to be lower than your house. The peak of your garage has to be lower than the top of your house. And that's kind of how we define, you know, that when we did the ADU ordinance, it's how do you, for an ADU, it has to be just shorter than the principal building. When Kyle was on the commission, architect, sat down with him, and that was kind of, I thought it was a really good, flexible way to do this without getting into variances, special exceptions, but you still have a diminutive difference between principal and accessory. So just wondering if you're okay with that.
And this can be 12 inches, right?
Yeah.
So just as long as there's some offset there, because I mean, there's a lot of homes now being built where they're utilizing that space above the garage.
Yep, exactly. That's why we went with that length.
1 foot. Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be shorter than the, than the principal.
Okay. But
is there a minimum?
We could.
Maximum?
I mean, you could just say not higher than 90. There's ways to do it language-wise. If you want it, like, they come in with 1 inch shorter, 2 inches, 6 inches, 2 feet.
What looks good from an architectural standpoint when you're sitting on the street or you're walking up to somebody's house?
Knowing that an detached garage is set back from the house, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, so, well, I don't know if I can answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, it all depends on the style of the house. And, you know, I would say no less than 12 inches because it's got to at least look significant that it's shorter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, the house is the house and the garage is the garage.
Yes.
Because you could in the future, you know, somebody could.
Some build. People's garages are awfully
right.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would say 12 inches maximum.
All right. Yeah. I'm good with that. Are you good with that, Tina? Lower. Yeah. I appreciate that recommendation. Again, and it depends on how far back, if it's attached, setback. If it's set back like 35, 40 feet, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to see a 1 foot variance.
No, you're
difference.
Not going to notice that.
Yeah. And then if there's any grade, you could have a garage
really
that's smaller but higher up on the lot. And
right.
so, yeah, so 1 foot sounds awesome.
Okay.
Bob, is there another slide?
No, that is it.
Any other questions, Bob? And then what is the timeline for us to look at the final zoning code language and approve for a recommendation to the
part
city council?
Part of that equation is having the consultants get everything back. They're tweaking. Their attorney for the project reviews. I'm going to give myself a little bit of lead time or rope and just say September.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
With that then, friends, we are at the end of our agenda. Is there someone willing to make a motion to adjourn? Moved by Ms. Mock. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Strom. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is adjourned. Go Pirates.